For Kabach and Changing Hands Bookstore, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for lovers of the arts. It's been a busy summer for Misty Danielle Copeland. In July, she became the first African-American woman ever to be promoted to principal dancer in the 75-year history of the American Ballet Theater. Time magazine also named her one of the top 100 most influential people in a recent issue. And her best-selling memoir, Life in Motion, An Unlikely Ballerina, is just out in paperback and is the Kabach Changing Hands Bookstore Book Notes selection for August. Copeland climbed the ranks at American Ballet Theater just like any other dancer might, with a combination of skill, charisma, and luck, despite not starting ballet until age 13. A couple of years later, she was already an award-winning dancer who was fielding offers from the pros. About that time, Copeland made national headlines when her mother and ballet teachers fought a custody battle over her. Eventually, both sides dropped legal proceedings, and Copeland moved home to begin studying under a new teacher who was a former ABT member. Her memoir, Life in Motion, is her story of those years up until the present, what it was like and what it took, physically, mentally, and emotionally, to grow up in mostly chaotic homes with her siblings and mother, her discovery of dance, and her climb to the top of her profession. One of the great things about memoir is you get to enter someone else's world for a while. Find out things aren't always as they appear at first glance. Learn some different perspectives and attitudes along the way. I learned I didn't know as much as I thought I did about the world of ballet. Despite having what you might think of as a delicate appearance, the men and women who make up the corps de ballet are artistic athletes whose sport is brutally physical. Copeland describes 11-hour rehearsal days during the season, and just as in professional sports, an injury like the fracture Misty Copeland recovered from could end your career. I had no idea about the racism inherent in the ballet world that Ms. Copeland encounters firsthand on multiple occasions. It's almost impossible for a white male to truly understand the perspective of being an African-American woman trying to break into a traditionally whites-only field and facing prejudice that can and does affect your career. But Copeland does a good job of breaking it down, enough so that no matter what your background, the challenges she faces will hit home with you. She describes the psychological exhaustion of trying to compete on an uneven playing field for ballet mistresses who had already made up their mind about who she was and what she was capable of because of the color of her skin. You'll marvel at her strength, physical and mental. There's some riveting stories in this book, like her emotional discovery on Twitter that she would be the first black woman in history to play the Firebird for a major dance company. Her account of dancing that part while in so much pain she could barely walk. And her pride at seeing her face as the face of American Ballet Theater on a big banner outside the Metropolitan Opera House. One thing I felt was lacking was the kind of personal, behind-the-scenes detail that can really make you feel like you're part of the writer's world. Although Copeland's book did a good job of relating her experiences, she didn't really help me feel them. Some more detail or personal insight might have helped. Still, Misty Copeland's life and the book she wrote about it is a revelation and inspiration, a testament to the human spirit and how the right attitude and discipline can take what talents we have to unknown heights. Like Ms. Copeland says to herself just before every performance, this is for all the little brown girls. This book is for them and for anyone who ever had a dream. Life in Motion, An Unlikely Ballerina by Misty Copeland, just out in paperback, is the Kabach Changing Hands Book Note selection for August 2015. You can find out more about the book and buy it at a 20% Book Notes discount by going to www.changinghands.com. For Kabach and Changing Hands Bookstore, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for lovers of the arts.